Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today the gospel, very short passage. It started by saying, faithful in little things. We all know that small is beautiful. Small book, little children. The small is always beautiful. And today the gospel says we need to be faithful in little things. And secondly, it says about the stewardship. At the time of the COVID, we used the term steward so much. The stewards will help you. The stewards will do. What does it mean, stewardship? It is primarily seeing God's glory in everything. And secondly, God is the owner of all things. And man is responsible for to use it. So in another sense, stewardship means we are dependent. All the three readings explore how to be faithful in stewardship. God expects faithful and prudent stewards. We had a great example of stewardship or stewards of God's grace in various forms. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And today we mourn. Tomorrow we give the last tribute. I know some of you were there. You went and gave the floral tribute. Many of you might have been there. We feel that loss because as a steward, she was there for our sorrows and the happiness. She believed and she hoped. Last Sunday, Bob, in his homily, we meditated upon her life. And today's gospel challenges us to use our God-given talents and blessings wisely and to reach heaven. Her Majesty, in that sense, was very steadfast in faith. She believed in little things, and she did the little things in a very faithful way. As the gospel today said, in those endless red dispatch boxes, in the audiences, in the countless handshakes, the visits and the tours, in celebration, sorrow and in difficulty, she found happiness in little things. Saint John Chrysostom is a very known theologian, doctor of the church. He says, faithfulness in little things is a big thing. Maybe after the Mass, If you join for a coffee, that may be a little thing, but it's a great thing. If you say hello or greeting or give a shake hand to someone whom you do not know after the Mass, or asking how are you, that may be a little thing, but it's a great thing, which Her Majesty teaches in her life. She lived in hope and faith. So the stewardship means living in faith and hope. Now we know her hats and handbags are set carefully aside. Her duty is done. Promises have been kept. Saint Paul says, on living and dying, he meditates and he says, my beloved, be steadfast, immobile, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The first thing is, stewardship means God's creation is good. All people are good, and we need to be very faithful to everything. Even the first commandment says, honor God by our loyalties. The second commandment says, we need to be loyal to God in our thoughts. The third commandment says, we need to be loyal by our words. And the fourth commandment can be explained, we need to be very loyal in our time. Pope Francis, he has joined everyone who mourns a very simple of stewardship, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And he says, in praying for the late Queen's eternal rest and in praying tribute to her life of unstaining service to the good of the nation and the Commonwealth, an example of devotion to duty, her steadfast witness of faith in Jesus Christ, and her firm hope in his promises. That's another interpretation of stewardship. The Christian faith marked every day of her life and activity. While we meditate upon the stewardship, we think about a personage who celebrated the stewardship. Her determination to remain active to the end of her long life has been an example of Christian leadership, which demonstrates our commitment to duty. I caught her Christmas message. She said, to many of us, our beliefs are of fundamental importance. For me, the teachings of Christ and my own personal accountability before God provide a framework in which I try to lead my life. I, like so many of you, have drawn great comfort in difficult times from Christ's words and example. This is the faith that a beacon of stewardship proclaimed. We are all stewards of what God has entrusted to us. Our body is not our own. It belongs to God. Our strength is not our own. It belongs to God. Our intelligent mind, everything, even our day depends upon God. In that sense, we are all account of our stewardship. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, she says, do little things with great love. Do little things with great passion. And we are urged to stride into the future with confidence, not in our own abilities, but the power and the grace of God. In every day morning, when we wake up, say, God, we are only stewards. We depend upon you. Give me the strength. We need to protect others. The wisdom, the stability, and the service of a great steward, not only to our country or to the Commonwealth, but to the world. And she taught us that it is not in our ourselves or our abilities, but we depend upon the power and the grace of God. And we believe that Queen Elizabeth II will remain always a shining beacon of light of stewardship in our history. That's why our Prime Minister said, Her Majesty was a rock in which the modern Britain built upon. At this time, we pray for the repose of the soul of Her Majesty, and as well as we pray for His Majesty, the King, to do a good steward. And we pray for that. Amen.